Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Kerr. From October 12th through 17th, North Carolina Theatre will be presenting a production of 9 to 5 The Musical at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, which is located inside Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Based on Colin Higgins's 1980 Academy Award-nominated film of the same name, 9 to 5 follows three female co-workers in the late 1970s. Pushed to the boiling point, they team up to concoct a plan to get even with the sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigots they call their boss. In a hilarious turn of events, Violet, Judy, and Doralee live out their wildest fantasy, giving their boss the boot. While Franklin Hart Jr. remains otherwise engaged, the women give their workplace a dream makeover, taking control of the company that had always kept them down. The musical features a book penned by Patricia Resnick, who was one of the screenwriters behind the original movie, and an original score written by Dolly Parton. North Carolina Theatre's production stars Sarah Jean Ford as Judy Burnley, the Jane Fonda role, Lauren Kennedy, the producing artistic director of Theatre Raleigh, as Violet Newstead, the Lily Tomlin role, and Raya Nixon as Doralee Rhodes, the Dolly Parton role. Not to mention that Raleigh's own Ira David Wood III, the artistic and executive director of Theatre in the Park, will be making a special appearance in the show as the chairman of the board. I'm here today with one of the cast members of the upcoming production, who happens to be taking on the role of Franklin Hart Jr. He has appeared on Broadway in Les Miserables, La Boheme, which earned him, along with his fellow cast members, a special Tony Award in 2003, Thoroughly Modern Millie, A Little Night Music, Violet, and Dear Evan Hansen. Please welcome Ben Davis.
And the crowd goes mild. Hi, how are you?
And to start things off, how are rehearsals going?
They're going great. You know, this is it's a relatively quick process, which forces everybody to come together with a very singular purpose and be very focused on it. And it's a really great group.
Yeah, and how has it been working with your fellow cast members?
So much fun. Some of them I know, a couple of them I know, most of them I do not know. And I know Eric Woodall, the director, although I know him as a casting director in New York. So it's been fun to get to know everybody and to see Eric step so capably into this role that he's in here and to meet new people.
And I could be wrong, but I believe the last time you were in the Triangle area was back in December 2015 when you were playing Captain Von Trapp in the National Tour of the Sound of Music at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And what's it like being back here this time around?
It's quick. I don't have as much time to like explore as I usually like to do because I have rehearsals all this time. So hopefully the last week during the show, I'll get to be out and explore and find some good food. Although I found some good food already, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. There's some great food down here.
Yes. Yeah. I got some barbecue yesterday, which was very good.
As the whole world is slowly coming out of this pandemic, what does it mean to you to be performing for an in-person audience?
It means I gained part of myself back, to be honest. That's been the hardest part over this year and a half, is to recognize how much performing is part of my identity. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, I think. I think the good thing from the whole pandemic is that we were forced to kind of explore other parts of ourselves and to make sure that we were full and complete individuals. But to have this part of me back just makes me feel a little more normal again. And that's been missing.
And for audiences who are mainly familiar with the original movie of 9 to 5, what can they expect from this stage musical adaptation?
I think that it hews very closely to it as far as like everything that you want to see from the movie is going to be in the musical, but it adds some really fun music. The characterizations are heightened a little bit, which is a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun for me to play. So I would say it's just an energy. There's always an energy to a live performance that's incredibly different from watching it in a movie theater. So I think that that's going to be the biggest thing for them. They're part of the show. You know, the audiences in live theater are part of the show.
Not to mention that in addition to the title song from the film, the musical also has a whole score written by Dolly Parton herself.
Absolutely. I had read before that Dolly said that her favorite stuff to write were the songs for my character. I think she really kind of was able to let loose with this guy. So it's fun to have those.
Yeah. And speaking of which, would you mind telling us about your character, Franklin Hart?
Well, I like to say that he's incredibly misunderstood, but he's not. He's just kind of a misogynistic bully. He exists in that pre-Me Too, kind of pre-We Have a Brain era, where he just kind of runs rampant over these women. And is finally put in his place by them, which is gratifying.
And this is probably the second time I can think of where you're taking on a role that on Broadway was originated by Mark Kudish, the first being Trevor Graydon in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was a great experience. It was also scary as hell because I was young and it was my first really comedic role, and I was coming in to replace this titan of comedic musical theater. They were big shoes to fill, and he's just a genius with what he creates in these kind of characters. So he's definitely been a mentor and a role model for me as far as that goes.
And going back to the beginning, how did you first get started in the theater?
Well, I would sing in the back of the bus in middle school and high school to try to get girls. It never worked. I think I just annoyed them, still annoying them. but then I was a jock all through high school. In my sophomore year, I quit basketball, which in the state of Indiana is a no-no. And because I had a little bit of an attitude problem. So my junior year, my mom got me to audition for the school musical. And I was the most non-dancing riff in West Side Story history. So that was kind of the start of things. And, you know, especially at that age, I think when you find something that people are telling you you're good at and it makes you feel confident, you just tend to gravitate towards it.
And for those who'd like to have a career in the theater, where do you think would be a good place to start?
Your natural curiosity about life and the human condition. That sounds like a very large thing to say, but I think that having and cultivating a natural curiosity will carry you far in this career and in life in general. I think, you know, you need to make sure your skills are honed and you have all your talent that you have that's been practiced and grown upon. But you also need to be an interesting individual, not only to bring it on stage, but to bring it in meetings with people, to be able to just converse with people on an everyday basis, because it's relationships that will help you maintain a long career.
And before we go, do you have any other upcoming projects that you'd like to share with us?
I'm going to be doing Annie Live on NBC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a dream job because I'm actually covering Harry Connick Jr., who's playing Daddy Warbucks. And Harry Connick has been an idol of mine for years and years. I just think he's one of the most talented musicians and performers out there. So I'm so excited to be in a room with him and to be able to do that.
Wow. Now that's a big exclusive we just got from you.
It's going to be fun.
Ben, I thank you very much for devoting your time to this interview. It was great getting to talk to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
And for those who'd like to keep up with your career, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, on Instagram, I'm at ThisBenDavis. You can find me online at Benjamin J. Davis, BenjaminJayDavis.com. So www.BenjaminJayDavis.com. Or just Google Ben Davis Actor and something will pop up.
Yeah, I'm sure that will. And thanks again for joining me today, Ben. This was great.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
As a reminder, North Carolina Theatre's production of 9 to 5 The Musical will be presented at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium inside Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts from October 12th through 17th. You can find more information regarding the production through a link in the episode notes. If you love this show, please leave us a review. Go to ratethispodcast.com/carereviewspodcast and follow the simple instructions. Feel free to subscribe to wherever you get this podcast. If you'd like to find more content from me, please visit my website, which is www.carereviews.net. You can also find it on Twitter at @carereviews and me at @JeffreyCare. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all later.